Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 18th, 2020. The corona restrictions have dealt a severe blow to the Berlin economy, with serious consequences for tax revenues. Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD told RBB that the state of Berlin will have to take on new debts of several billion euro by 2023. 10 billion euros this year alone. Half of it is corona-related, and another half is intended for refinancing old debts. The Working Group for Tax Estimation expects 8.35 billion euros less tax money by 2023 compared to previous plans. This year, a shortfall of 3.05 billion euros is expected, and next year it will probably be 1.65 billion euros less. According to Kollatz, quote, "This means that, as in the financial crisis of 2008-2009, there will be a permanent reduction in the growth path. The former revenue level will no longer be reached." In the Chamber of Deputies, there is cross-party agreement that the new debt is inevitable in order to finance the loss of revenue for the next 2 years. However, the question of where and to what extent savings can be made has not yet been answered. In a first supplementary budget for 2020, which the Chamber of Deputies intends to adopt in 2 weeks' time, an additional expenditure of 3 billion euros due to the pandemic is already planned. A second supplementary budget is expected to be adopted in June, taking into account the results of the tax estimate and the new debts. Berlin has not taken out any loans for 8 years and has gradually reduced its debt burden to the value of 57 billion euros, which is still high compared to other federal states. The German economy is facing the worst recession since the Federal Republic of Germany came into existence. For the first time since the financial crisis, the tax revenues of the federal government, states, and municipalities are falling. According to information published on Thursday, tax estimators expect 81.5 billion euros less tax revenue this year than last year, a drop of more than 10%. On Saturday, the Berlin police broke up a demonstration with several hundred participants against the corona measures of the federal government in front of the Reichstag. According to a police tweet, most people left the Reichstag meadow, quote, "mostly peacefully." However, there were 200 preliminary arrests and ID checks. In some cases, those arrested resisted violently, and there were fights with police, and two officers were slightly injured. In view of several announced demonstrations against the corona ordinances in Mitte, the police deployed 1,000 additional officers. Although larger rallies are currently not permitted, there were calls for rallies on the internet. For example, in front of the Volksbühne and at Alexanderplatz, and the demonstrators were ordered by the police to leave. In order to prevent violent football hooligans from attending rallies, a spokesman of the police remarked that officers had personally approached many of them with a warning. A demonstration march, which had been announced as a walk, was stopped by the officers by cordoning off the Brandenburg Gate. Overall, the demos were much less crowded than in previous weeks. Leftist groups had also called for protests, taking to the streets against conspiracy theories and for the rights of refugees. Currently, only rallies with a maximum of 50 participants and minimum distances between people are allowed. All larger events are prohibited. The police had therefore broken up many demos over the past weekends. And on several occasions, however, they failed because of the number of participants, some of whom were very aggressive. For example, last Saturday at Alex. In the meantime, police have announced that they want to change the procedure. According to a ZDF survey, 2/3 of those questioned are in favor of the current corona measures. The demos against regulations are mostly met with incomprehension by the population, and 81% of those questioned rejected the demos, and only 16% are in favor of them. The corona crisis will cause a large deficit for the Berlin Public Transport Company, or BVG. However, according to Rolf Erfurt, who serves on the board of directors, the loss of revenue should not lead to an increase in fares, and tariff increases are not currently under discussion, nor are cuts in services. Only a few subscription customers have canceled their contracts so far, but with other types of tickets, for example single and day tickets, the loss of sales is immense. Normally, the BVLG takes in an average of around 700,000 euros in fares per day, but only around 200,000 euros at the moment, which means the company is losing around 500,000 euros per day on average. While revenues have fallen, the BVLG has to cope with higher costs in some areas. Cases of vandalism and graffiti have increased by 30%, and the consumption of cleaning and disinfecting agents has doubled. Following a drug raid on members of an Arab clan, a 33-year-old suspect was remanded into custody on Friday. The man's suspected of having been the organizer of a drug delivery service. 5 confiscated firearms, 2.5 kilos of cocaine, and cutting agents were proven to be connected to him. As an outcome of the raid, a total of 4 men, including the man previously mentioned, from a Lebanese extended family, are accused of gang-like armed drug trafficking, and 2 suspects were arrested. The men, aged 23, 33, 38, and 56, 2 brothers and 2 sons, are said to have run a drug delivery service with several cars and courier drivers. The so-called coke taxis deliver cocaine on order to people in apartments, offices, bars, and clubs. On Thursday morning, police had searched 10 apartments and shops, as well as 10 vehicles in different parts of the city. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.